Ollie is soft-spoken and understated, but he told me he thinks the British government's policy is so crazy. He continued, "It makes absolutely no sense. I don't believe for a second that the kidnappers are checking passports or trying to figure out who is from where. They just grab whoever they can. I don't think the British policy protects people in a way that they claim it does, but they are so entrenched in this idea. The idea that they get to choose who a terrorist group is based on pretty flimsy reasons sometimes. At the same time, governments sell weapons or trade with regimes that are incredibly bad. The logic of the no concessions policy, he believes, is that a certain number of hostages must die in order for the government to show its resolve. If the British government had designated Jude Tebbutt's kidnappers as terrorists, he says, my mum would not have come home." Security consultants and private negotiators fill a critical role in hostage recovery and have an undeniable record of success in criminal cases. They can even do some things that governments can't, such as credibly claim limited resources as a strategy to get the price down. Governments, of course, can't plead poverty. Yet the whole system, as imperfect as it already is, breaks down in terrorism-related cases. If the victim is from a no-concessions country, security consultants can offer only limited support. If the victim is from a country that negotiates, such as France or Spain, the private security consultant is generally asked to step aside, while national intelligence agencies take over. While the security consultants are pleased to see their clients come home, they are not happy about massive payouts,